We are learning with Sechel Subas, Daf Nun Dalet Amud Aleph, and we're starting on Gimel Amud Beis on the bottom, two lines on the bottom. We are continuing the discussion of the Ksuvas Benin Nukvin, which means that after the father dies, the daughters get supported from the estate of the father. So it's part of the Ksuvah, it's part of the Tanai Ksuvah. Boy Rabbi Loza, Bas Shania, Yeshu Mazenis, Elam Mazenis. Shania is one of the Arayas of Divrei Seferim, it's the Rabbanan Diga Arayas. And the Gemara paskins that the Mishnah passes later on that has shnia ain't lo ksuba v'lo mezainis. If someone's a shnia, does not get a ksuba and does not get a mezainis, which means the wife doesn't get that. The question is, let's say they have a daughter together and the father dies. Does the daughter get mezainis or not? What's the shaila? The Gemara explains, tapenu dalam alaf, given less lo ksuba, since she doesn't get a ksuba, less the mezainis. You don't get the tanai ksuba either. Or dilma ima of the isura, the mother did an iser, and she's a shnia who got married, of the isura, kansura bonam. Eid, loy of the isura, she who did not do his iser, loy kansura bonam. There's no knas on the daughter didn't do anything wrong. Take, that means that even though there's no ksuba for the mother, but here, the shaila is, is there a Tanai Ksuba for the daughter because she didn't do anything wrong, so the Gemara stays with a Shaila. That's clear that the mother doesn't get the 200 Zuz, and, or the 100 Zuz, whatever the case is. But Shaila is, the daughter, Legabe, the din of Benin Nukvin. Another similar Shaila. You remember, for yesterday's daf, we had a Simen, there's five different Shailas, so there's two more to go. Bayi Rava, Bas Arusa, Yeshla Mazainas, Eilam Mazainas. Now, Arusa, like Rashi explains, there's two ways she would get a ksuba arusa. Either there's a mandiyama holds that every arusa gets 100 and 200, or the case was, even for mandiyama, that they didn't were masak in a ksuba for arusa, but the case was that he wrote a ksuba for her. He wrote a ksuba for her. So here, you have arusa that he wrote a ksuba, and then he died before he did nesuin. So does, the, and but they had a daughter. They were either the isra of having beer before the nesuin, and they had a child. Shaila is, that child, does she get mezainis or not? Given the isla ksuba, since the mother gets a ksuba lemaisa, because either case was they wrote a ksuba, or she, or the normal case is, according to this man, the Amar, you get a ksuba from Arus already. So isla, you get mezainis. So dumma, given like the kinu rabbanan ksuba, just assume, since you don't write the ksuba, even if you hold it, there is a ksuba, you don't write the ksuba till nesuin, so maybe the tanoi ksuba also don't happen till nesuin, so less, so she doesn't get tanoi ksuba, teku. That's the Shaila. And if you look at the Tosfos Rid, he explains the Shaila. He says that V'hachanah mikan l'bayi al arusa gufa, he says, if she gets mezainis la'acha misis bailam in a chas of Eloi. The same Shaila clarified about the arusa herself, does she get mezainis after? Because if it's din tanai ksuba, then they would get it. The question is there a din tanai ksuba on a ksuba that was that of arusa had? That's the Shaila. Mara stays with the Shaila. And the fifth Shaila is by Rapapa Bas Anusa. The loch is that if someone, we had it before, that someone's Ba'anis Eisha, the loch is he has to stay married. There's Machloikis if you have to write a Ksuba also. What's the Machloikis? One Madiyama says, this is he always paid a Chamishim Kesef, that is Mokim the Ksuba. The other Madiyama says, no, besides the Knas Mishim Kesef, there's a Chi of Ksuba also. That was a Shaila before. What? Chamishim
Kesef goes to her father.
Right, that's true, but still, maybe that's Malcolm the Ksuba. And the Gemara says, why do you need a Ksuba for her? Because there's no Kalab Ein Ebla Yitzia, because you're not Layuchel Shachel Kol Yama. Akapon, the Gemara is mentioned in here. So, Bas Anusa, Yeshua Mazenis, and Mazenis. A case where someone was Ba'anis Aisha, then they had to stay married, and they had a daughter. Shaila is, after he dies, does she get Mazenis or not? Does the daughter get Mazenis or not? Leave the Reis Yehuda, Loyot Tavayalach, Dama Yeshua Ksuba Mana. According to Reis Yehuda, it's not a Shaila, because Reis Yehuda holds there is a Ksuba Mana, because she's like a Mana, she's like a Mana, because she already is a Ba'ula. So there is a Ksuba Mana. So since there's a Ksuba Mana, it's Pashit that the children get, that the daughters get Mazenis. Kisa Bailach, leave the Rabbana. The Shaila is according to Rabbana. The army Yasa Kesav Knas Ksuba, so that Yaitza the Ksuba with the Knas, my given the less the Ksuba, less the Mazainer. Since there's no Ksuba, there's no Mazainer. So Dilma Ksuba time am I Kadesh Lay Take Halam and Eliyatsia, who am I Smafikle? But Mazainer, why shouldn't she have? Besides the 200 Jews or the 100 Jews of a Ksuba, that is that he shouldn't just divorce her. Of course, the money, you won't divorce like that. But tonight, Ksuba, what?
It's not a lot of divorce.
Exactly. That's why you don't have a ksuba money. He's saying that right, why don't you have a ksuba of 200 or 100 because you're not allowed to divorce her, so you're not gonna divorce anyway. But the gabi tonight ksuba, maybe that you have. that there's no svara why I shouldn't have a Tanai Ksuba. Then you should have a Tanai Ksuba. Or, since there's no Ksuba, practically speaking, no Ksuba, there's no Tanai Ksuba either. Teku, the Gemara stays with a Shaila of the in a case of Bas Anusa. And Taisa speaks out here also. Taisa makes a tame out of this. Taisa says, Tema, the Anusa Gufa Tibai, that you could have asked the same Shaila about Anusa, does she get Mezoinis or not in such a case? Because, again, there's no Ksuba. So on that, Tosfos Rosh answers that since the other cases were all talking about the daughters, he also talked about a daughter also. Like upon him, the Kshal could have been by Anusa also. We have Tosfos Rosh that said in the same Gemara by Bas Arusa also, could have been by Arusa also, like we spoke about before. So the Gemara Vayta. The next Tanai Ksuba is that the halacha is when he dies, the Amana eats, sits in the house of the father, of the husband, and eats mezonos from the estate until she gets remarried. The lashon of the Tanai Ksuba is that at tehe yoshva v'beisi, you will sit in my house umitzna menichsi and get mezonos from menichasim kol yemei meger amunosech v'beisi. All the days of that you're living like a amana in my house, you get mezonos. That's the lashon of the Tanai Ksuba. Tani Rav Yosef v'beisi v'lo v'biksi. Dafka in a house, but not in a little hut. Biksi comes from the word of bay aks, which means a very tight place. That means if he leaves over a very small house, the yarshim will have to move out so the amana can live there. The yarshim will tell the amana, no, too bad, you cannot, no taksum in this case when you have a very small house and the yisraimim want to stay in the house. The yisraimim come first. The whole taksum is dafka bebeisi veloi bebiksi. Ava mezoina islay. But even though in a case where it's a very small house, she has to leave the house, she still gets mezoinas from the estate. Mar baravashu amafilu mezoinas nami lestay. You don't get mezoinas. Now why wouldn't you get mezoinas? So Rashi explains, because since there's no, it's one Tanai. The Tanai is, v'at tehei yosva v'beisi, and get mezainis. If you can't be v'beisi, maybe the rest of the Tanai, the mezainis, doesn't work either, because you're not in the house. You're not staying in the house. So once the Tanai Ksuba is bottled, it's bottled. So that's where Rashi holds. But Rav Yitzchak says, no, you separate the two things. It's v'beisi and mezainis. But less hilchos akmar Rashi. The Ma'aseh, we don't paskin like mar baravashi. That's the, we paskin that you do get mezainis. So it says in this Tanai Ksuba that you get mezonos as long as you're almana. So let's say tavul inasim espaisa. Let's say someone asked her to get married, and she says, "Yeah, I'm going to get married." And but she didn't get married yet. The halach is she loses the mezonos. From then on already, she loses the mezonos. Ain't no mezonos. That's what Rav Nachman says in Shmuel. But the deal is like this: halon espaisa. If she doesn't agree, she's just out there on the market. Yes, the mezonos. Sounds like that. As long as she's not actually engaged, she gets mezonos. Even though she's showing she wants to get married already. That's what Rav Nachman says. Amar Rav Anna and Ludim Afar Shlemi Neidu Shmar Shmuel. It's a kash a little bit. Holo in Espasa, yes, no mezonos. L'chair, once she shows she wants to get married, she should lose her mezonos because the whole tax of it was, kol yimei, mega amrusa. You're living like Alamano. So Amar Rav Anna and Ludim Afar Shlemi Neidu Shmar Shmuel. I have, my Gerson and Shmuel's memory is, Omra machmas ploini baili. If she says that I can't get married because I have a husband and he's dead, but I'll suspect my husband, I don't get married, then yes, the mezainis. Machmas mani odom shem megonim lom. If the reason why she's not getting married is she didn't find the right one yet, ain't lom mezainis. She doesn't have mezainis. Once she shows she wants to get married, she taka does not get mezainis because she's showing ready. She's not waiting because of the covet of a husband. That's one halacha. One halacha we have in Shmuel, really a little bit two versions of Shmuel. But that's one halacha. Amram Chista, another halacha, Gavi, this Tanai Ksuba. Zinsa in la mezainis. If she's mezana, then she loses her mezainis because she's showing she's not respecting her husband anymore. She's looking to get married. Amram Yosef, another idea. Kichla ferchasa. If she puts on makeup, a lot of makeup, in la mezainis. Also, she looks like she wants to be on the market. She doesn't get mezainis. Mandi ama zinsa kolshkin kichla ferchasa. The one says that she's mezana, she loses her mezainis. Of course, if she dresses up, she loses her mezainis. Mandi ama kichla ferchasa. The one who says that she loses mezainis when she dresses up, ava zinza isla. But if she's mezana, she still gets mezainis. My time, a yetza onza. If it could be she had a big yetzahara, that's not a right. She wants to get remarried, mamish, right now. She got caught in a story, and therefore she's mezana. But it's not a raya, she's just not respecting her husband. And lemaisa, what comes out? But less hilchas akachal ishmaitza. Then we don't pass the old ishmaitza. What that means exactly? It's like as taisvis and other ishainim. But let's just finish. Less hilchos l'kachal nishmaitza. Elaki hodam rabbi damar Shmuel, like this member of Shmuel, Rabbi says b'shem Shmuel, hatevas ksubos of a bezdin eilam mezainis. It's only if she's teveya ksubos, she loses mezainis. But anything else, not. So what does that mean? So pashtus, like the Ritva learns, pashtus gemara means like this. We don't paskin like tavu alinase, v'nespaisa, or zinso, or kichala perchasa. None of those cases lose mezainis. You only lose mezainis when you ask for yiksuba or you get married. That's the only way you lose yiksuba. That's the way the Ritva learns. But Tosfos, Derev Maschil Las Hilchasa, speaks out, akula koi bar metavu alinase, that by tavu alinase v'nespaisa, there we agree that you do lose your ksuba. Dahu adifa. The ike chol hani dafka v'koyinam ha-tavu l'nosim can cash the shmuel on the shmuel. It's a cash of shastira, shmuel on the shmuel. So like upon him, he brings rayas, he could say shalosh like that, let's hilsa gomash maitza. So if he tois for his tavu l'nose, it's still a case where you lose your mezainas. Zot the gemara vayta, v'loi, you're telling me that if teveya yiksu, we lose mezainas already? By a tie linton a brisa, makro ksubasa, if she sells her ksuba, or mishkan ksubasa, or she uses her ksuba as collateral, also ksubasa paitagi, or she assigns her ksuba as a place for someone to collect, la'akar, for someone else to collect from there, like she has a choiv, she says, here's my ksuba, use that as a place to collect from. It's ki'ilu, you're saying, I took the ksuba already. Ein la mezainas. Smash mahani in, avotavas loy. It's mashba, just if you do a mice like that, selling a ksuba or being mashkin a ksuba, that's a very strong way of showing that I'm collecting my ksuba. But just to vas ksuba, that's not enough. So tomorrow... Tomorrow says, so it's a stira, it's a kasha. It's mashba to vas, not. So tomorrow, hani, bein bezin, bein bezin, bein bezin. These cases are sign the bezin, sign not the bezin. Tevas is dafka bezdin in shloi bezdin loy. Dafka in bezdin is that you lose mezainus, not shloi bezdin. We're moving right along. We had in our Mishnah two versions, two halachas. It depends on which region you lived in. The Anshi Yishlayim, Anshi Golol held that you get mezainus until she decides to ask for a ksuba. But according to Anshi Yehuda, they could offer her a ksuba right away. They say to themselves, we don't want to give her a mezainis, we don't want to be finished with her. You're allowed to say, here's the ksuba, and leave now. Here's the ksuba. That's what Anshe Yehuda did. So what's the halacha? Itma. Rav am halacha Anshe Yehuda. Rav said, we passed like Anshe Yehuda, that you have to give her a mezainis until the yarshim have the choice to either give her a ksuba or a mezainis. Shmuel am halacha Anshe Golol, that you have to give her until she asks. She wants, she can stay in the house and eat from the estate. So Babel v'chol parvasa, Babel and all the suburbs, Noah Karab, they know like Rab. So Meshas means right from here that Babel is the name of a city or some such the name of the whole country. So Babel and all the suburbs, Noah Karab. Now Doi v'chol parvasa, Noah Shmuel. Ahu v'as mechuzah, there was this woman from mechuzah, which is from the suburbs of Bavel. She was married to an Adai person. She actually lived in Adai also with that person. Also came to Rav Nachman. He came to Rav Nachman with the shayla about mezainis. It was also about mezainis. Shama lakala, he heard her accent, the bas mechuzi, she's a bas mechuzi. Amalhu, oh, you Bavel chabavasa, no karab. In Bavel, like where you come from, like Rav, so they could get give you a ksuba and pata you up. Amrulay, but they told the Rav Nachman, no, v'halon adonai siva. She's married to a person from Adai. Amrulu, oh yachi. Now Adai v'chavavah no k'shmul. Then we go like Shmuel, because we go baser where the husband lives. Because when she gets married adas to collect the ksuba like the way the husband does it, and therefore she will have a right to stay in the house until she asks for the ksuba. But heicha adai until where is Adai? At heicha the sagi kav Adai until where they use the measuring cup of Nardoi. There are different measurements. Midas Kav in Nardoi was different than the Midas Kav in Bavel. So until they use that Kav, like it was like that currency, so then we know that's the area of Nardoi. And Tait speaks out that the Makam Shdias Minig goes after the Minig. If there's no Minig, you do like Shmuel, because that's the Halacha Kav say. Says I was more asked later on ad hecher nadoi. That sounds like it's only in Adoy we pass like Shmuel. So ad hecher nadoi. No, because now look like Shmuel. Because the rest above was like Rav. Therefore, we had to know where ad hecher nadoi. Zok the Gemara vayt itmar almona Rav Oma shomim ma'asha aleha. Now, when you collect the ksuba, when the amana goes to collect the ksuba, she has with her a lot of clothing she got from her husband. Now, that technically belongs to the husband. So, does that go against the ksuba or not? So, Rava Mashama Mashallah, you evaluate what she's wearing, and means what she has in her closet also. You evaluate her clothing she's going to take with her. If she's taking the clothing with her, you evaluate that, and you give her the ksuba, everything, what's the remainder, is paid with cash. But the money goes against her ksuba. Mashmula Ma'insha Mashallah, we don't evaluate what she's wearing or clothing, because that we nemon that the husband gave it to her for a present, and that's not part of the ksuba. So that's the chalukas Rav and Shmuel. Omer Chiyavah Ofen v'chilufa b'loket. They argue the opposite way by a loket. What's a loket? Loket is someone who works in his work, who lives in the base balabai. So it's just a musig then. That's the idea where someone came to work at the house and he lived there and he got clothing. The balabais supported him with clothing and food. So there is machlekes is the opposite way. Rav says when you give him his wages, you don't evaluate the clothing, and Shmuel says you are. It's the chilufa by loket. Rav Kahana master v'chein b'loket. Same machlekes by loket. Umalach basimana, and he had a simon to remember Rav Shita. Rav Shita is yasma, which is a loket. A lot of times he's a poor person. Yasma va'armlasa shalach upaik. Take off your clothing and leave, which means that the clothing is something you have to evaluate as part of the ksuva. Omar Rav Nachman, even though there's a raya from a Mishnah like Shmuel, still, halachas like Avos the Rav, I was like Rav, that you do evaluate the clothing. What's the Mishnah, the Tanan? Let's say someone is makdish as nechosim, or he does an erech, he has paid an erech, and he doesn't have so much money. So when you're figuring out, you know, how much money he has to get payment from him, Do you take his wife's and children's clothing or not? That's the Shalom's Mishnah. Echad makdish nechosim, echad marachas asmai, ein loy b'ksus ishti, he has no right in the clothing of his wife, loy b'ksus banav, not the clothing of his children, but loy b'tsevah shetov l'shman, even if you just ordered some colored clothing that you colored l'shem ishti or l'shem banav, that alone also makes it miyuchid for them, loy b'san l'chadosh l'shem l'shman, or if you bought shoes for them, you didn't pick it up yet, that already is not included in the harocho to figure out how much it's worth for the hektish. So you see him first in Mishnah, like Shmuel. So I'm only rather Nachman, you see, we go like Shmuel, that we don't evaluate the clothing, so why would he pass a karav? My hechas a karav is a rav. Amalei, the chayrik is Shmuel Rita. This, it sounds like the Mishnah like Shmuel, but the truth is it's not. Ki ma'ayin teba, hechas a karav is a rav. You ma'ayin a little bit, you see it pass like a rav. Why? My time up. Ki akni le, adai te lamekim kameh. When they're married and when they're living together, so then the clothing belongs to them. But it was only given to them b'tnai, they stayed together. But once he's dead, then when she is leaving with the ksuba, he has no das to give her the clothing then. That she should take the clothing with her. That he never gave it to her. So the raya from the Mishnah of Makdish Nechas is not right. They're living together. So there, of course, yeah. He doesn't want it to be going to Hekdash. It goes to them. It's their clothing. Masha Enkein, by the case over here where she's collecting her ksuba, there they're going out, and therefore we could assume you're not giving her the clothing, and therefore you have to evaluate it and go connect against what the payment of the ksuba is.